Oh, hi, William.
Yes. Hi there.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I know we spoke earlier in the week, and I was just following up because you wanted to take care of the past due balance and then cancel right after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we spoke not long ago.
Yeah, I think on maybe Tuesday we spoke. I think the system sent you out a special offer, too, where you could cancel the program and keep the website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the site that we built you?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you haven't seen it. Okay, I'll send you a link to it so that you can look at it. Because, you know, most people figure being that it's 2024, they probably need a site anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you said I have to pay all this before the 20th to 10th, or what is it?
Oh, your billing date is on the 4th. So right now you're only past due for the January 4th payment. So get paid maybe by the 30th of this month to prevent the February 4th payment. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. On the 4th. Before the 4th.
Exactly. They say 3 business days before the 4th.
Okay. And the balance was how much?
Okay. It's 150 $149. Yeah, $149. Because
Okay.
We took those Facebook ads off. You're not going to need those if you're just going to cancel, you know?
Yeah. Right now it's just been very slow, because of the season, you know, with work. I really don't know what to really do right now. It's just that I have so many subscriptions that I got going on, and, you know, it's just I'm paying for a lot of stuff at the moment, and I wasn't even aware of, the Local Splash thingy, but, I'll make sure I'll pay the remaining balance of $150 before the month ends, and I'll decide see if I'm going to keep the website or not. I haven't gotten on my computer in a while to actually look at stuff on there, but you never know.
So
I just don't. Hopefully, during the summer.
The account. And it looks like when we offered to build you a site, you wanted to use your own domain, wmoralesllc.com, but we were never given full access to that. It looks like they had reached out a couple times and sent you an email. So if you want to get the site up and running before you cancel, what you could do is you could have us use a different domain. So let's say that wmoralesllc.com is available or something, you know, so we can find whatever is close to that, and we can build the site on that. And then once the site is built, we could, you know, convert you to just the hosting if you wanted to, because that way, you know, at least you'll have a website, because like I said, you'll probably need that anyway.
Yeah. But just to have the website, it'll be like a monthly thing?
Yeah, if you want the website and the content that we build on it, then we charge the hosting and maintenance fee each month. If you wanted to just keep the domain, then it would just be a one-time buyout of $99. But I don't think you need that because you already have a domain. So what happened with wmoralesllc.com? Do you still have access to that domain?
I think I do. It's just that, you know, I'm not really tech savvy or anything. Like when I first started doing all of the internet stuff, I remember I bought one from the Google Ads.
Okay.
Like Google has its own. Yeah, and I bought it. It's probably just sitting in my email somewhere. Because I'm not even, I probably bought it because I thought I would need it, then ended up forgetting about it. So I'm more likely in my email. Is that something you have to pay for monthly too, or is it just something you buy one time and that's it?
every domain is different. Sometimes people want you to pay like an annual fee for it. So you'd have to check from whoever you purchased it from. Oh, let me look here.
Because I know that's kind of the domain that I wanted. And I remember I did buy one. I probably forgot all about it.
Yeah, you know what we could do is we could get a different site launched right away, and then when you find out, you know, who you have that domain from and you give us the credentials, we could port it over to the new domain. That way you at least have something in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So that might be a good option for you. But I'll put some notes on here just so that we can get it all squared away. And then you can call me. I'm sure, you know, I'll hear from you before the end of the month. But if I don't, I'll follow up with you again, okay?
Okay, that'd be perfect. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, William. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye.
Bye-bye.